I've written to the Department of Health, I've written to the Prime Minister, I've written to the Home Office. I'm waiting on responses in quite a few, but Mr. Pingelly, the Permanent Secretary for the Department of Health here, sent correspondence through in relation to Billy's case. But what worries me in relation to what he is saying is that it was the guidance given from the Department of Health to the GP that caused the GP to withdraw that prescription. There is confirmation now really that the Department of Health did intervene here, which is worrying, and obviously they're following instruction, but I intend to find out exactly whose instruction the Department of Health has followed. The Home Office now are looking at the potential for clinical trials. This is nothing new. It's something the SDLP has been calling for almost 2 years. We have asked on numerous occasions that Billy be considered for this, even after the prescription was granted by his local GP.
And while these clinical trials have been offered, if they are to go ahead, as you said, it needs to happen now for Billy to benefit from it.
Absolutely. We must remember fundamentally that we're talking about the life of a little boy, a young child and his family and many others out there that require and need this medicinal cannabis. It's not just unique to Billy's condition, but certainly we're talking about Billy now. We need to remember this is a little boy's life. His life is in danger. His life's in danger. We need this clinical trial to be agreed now, not in a year's time, as has been alluded. We need it now, and we need him to get that medication that he so badly needs.